It's time for your RateHarp Vancouver Market Brief, the local read on your market. Brought to you by RateHarp.com, free, smart tools for buying, selling, refinancing, or renewing in Canada. Today's headline, subdued sales amidst price adjustments, Vancouver's current housing landscape. Here's what you need to know. What's moving in Vancouver? As we delve into the current state of the Vancouver housing market, a clear trend emerges. Home sales are experiencing a notable decline, even as property prices show signs of easing. According to the latest reports, sales across Metro Vancouver and the Fraser Valley have remained subdued, with a reported 3.5% drop in home sales for May. This trend reflects the ongoing challenges faced by buyers and sellers in a market that appears to be at a crossroads. The cooling condo market has been particularly pronounced, impacting overall sales numbers. The decline in condo transactions suggests that potential buyers might be hesitant, possibly due to the higher interest rates that are currently influencing mortgage affordability. With the five-year fixed rate sitting at 4.72% and variable rates even higher at 6.3%, buyers are feeling the pinch. The elevated prime rate of 7.2% and the stress test rate at 6.72% further complicate the landscape, making it increasingly difficult for new entrants in the market. The current landscape reveals a market grappling with affordability issues, pushing many potential buyers to the sidelines. Interestingly, while prices have dropped, it seems that the affordability crisis is still keeping many Canadians locked out of the market. A 20% drop in housing prices has not led to a significant uptick in sales, indicating that the underlying issues of affordability and economic uncertainty are still at play. This paradox highlights the complex dynamics of the Vancouver housing market, where price adjustments alone may not be enough to stimulate buyer interest. Additionally, the recent introduction of new rental buildings, particularly those marking a fresh start for the Squamish Nation, may provide some relief in terms of rental availability. With the ongoing challenges in the sales market, these developments could help ease some pressure, offering a viable alternative for those unable to purchase homes in the current climate. However, the long-term impact of these initiatives on the overall housing market remains to be seen. What it means locally. The implications of these market shifts are significant for both buyers and sellers. For buyers, the current environment presents a dual-edged sword. While there are opportunities to purchase at reduced prices, the higher borrowing costs and strict lending criteria mean that many may still find themselves unable to make a purchase. This reality is particularly acute for first-time homebuyers, who often face the most significant hurdles in accessing mortgage financing. Sellers, on the other hand, are navigating a tricky landscape of their own. With the cooling condo market and overall sales declines, many may need to reconsider their pricing strategies. Homes that might have once commanded higher prices may need to be adjusted to attract buyers in this current climate. The key for sellers will be to strike a balance between competitive pricing and the intrinsic value of their properties. Sellers must adapt to the shifting landscape, ensuring that their pricing strategies align with the current market realities. For brokers and real estate professionals, the current market dynamics present both challenges and opportunities. Understanding the nuances of buyer sentiment and the factors driving the current slowdown will be essential for providing clients with the best possible guidance. As the market continues to evolve, staying informed about shifts in interest rates, buyer behavior, and local developments will be critical. In conclusion, while the Vancouver housing market is currently facing a period of subdued sales and cooling segments, there are glimmers of hope with new rental developments and the potential for price adjustments to stimulate activity. However, the road ahead will require careful navigation by all parties involved as economic uncertainties and affordability issues continue to shape the landscape. As we move forward, the key will be to remain adaptable and informed, ready to respond to the ongoing changes in this ever-evolving market. Key takeaways. Vancouver's housing market is seeing a 3.5% drop in sales, particularly affecting the condo sector. Higher mortgage rates are creating affordability challenges for buyers despite lower home prices. New rental developments may provide some relief, but do not directly address the sales market struggles. That's your RateHarp brief. Whatever your next move, buying, selling, refinancing, or renewing, it's all free at RateHarp.com. See what you could save, set your dream rate with RateWatch, check what your home is worth, and talk to a licensed expert. Smart Money stays informed. Until next time, I'm Marcin Migdal. Keep making sense of the Canadian market.